Welcome to LLT 180, Knights and Maidens. This is under Hero in Quest, and I hope you're clear on what we're about. We're going to be looking at our Arthurian material, and we're going to be looking at some of it first with a fairly modern English rendition to give us an overview, and then we're also going to go back and read some of the original materials by Chrétien de Troyes, who was really the first one who systematically wrote this stuff down as romances, and then we in the late 1100s, and then we're also going to go over to one of the German people and read Tristan by Gottfried von Strasbourg. There's an additional book that I've thought about reading, and if you're really interested, we're going to conclude the course by talking about Grail literature, a term you're finding used a lot in publications today. People talk about the Holy Grail. And the way we tend to use that is, you know, the perfect, the ideal. So, for example, if you're talking about the motor industry, the car industry, their Holy Grail would be some car that accelerated from 0 to 100 in 3.2 seconds, got 193 miles a gallon, and was safe in 100-mile-an-hour front-end impact. That to produce that for $1,000, that would be their Holy Grail. So what you try to get, what you see as the ideal. If we look at the syllabus, it's probably a best departure point for talking about things in general. I'm Dr. George. If you look for me in this maze that we call Craig Hall, I'm in 378. Have been for a long time, will be probably for a long time, which is on the pretty end of the building where you look out at the trees, right next to the Modern Language Office. My number on campus is 836-5176. Last year, well, I'm not supposed to use terms like that, we added a prefix, it's 65176, you know, if you're on campus. I'm on the university's AUDEX system, the answering system. And when I answer, I've tried to change my voice several times because it sounds like I've been... people ask me about once a month, did anybody ever tell you you look like James Taylor? And my response is always, do you mean I look like I did drugs for 30 years? And yet, when you hear me on the answering machine, it sounds like I did. I'm always amazed if I call and leave a message for myself, Larry George. And I go, oh, my God. And so I go back and I try to get light and bright. Larry George. And then I listen to myself and say,